From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
All today's broadcasts. Armed clashes continue over control of the Strait of Hormuz as South Korea launches an emergency review of crude oil supply conditions. The benchmark KOSPI plunges nearly 9%, falling below 7,000 points for the first time in over 2 months. And President Lee Jae-myung says the government will allocate the expected unprecedented tax revenue from the chip boom to strategic investment funds for the future. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chen. The United States launched several more strikes on Iran over the weekend, with reports of powerful explosions in various locations in the south of the country. The Strait of Hormuz remains a major sticking point in negotiations between Washington and Tehran, jeopardizing their agreement to permanently end the war. Rosenbach has more.
Following Saturday's strike in retaliation for an Iranian attack on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz, the United States launched a fresh round of airstrikes on Sunday. The U.S. Central Command said it had launched more attacks against Iran to continue degrading its ability to attack civilian mariners and commercial vessels freely transiting the critical waterway. Iranian state-run media reported Sunday that powerful explosions had occurred in southern coastal areas near the strait, such as the port city of Bandar Abbas and Keshem Island. In response to the attacks, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps fired on Gulf neighbors hosting U.S. military bases, including Bahrain, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, and Oman. Iran announced the closure of the strait on Saturday after firing a warning shot that struck a Cyprus-flagged container ship. It claimed on Sunday to have disabled another vessel. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump told CNN in a telephone interview that the heavy strikes against Iran were a response to its recent attack on an oil tanker and said that the strait was open. As tensions rise in the strait and uncertainty grows over their peace deal, many countries, such as South Korea, are keeping a close watch on the situation, which directly impacts global oil and natural gas supplies. South Korea relies on the Middle East for roughly 70% of its crude oil imports. Seoul said it has secured enough supplies to last until August, but what happens after that remains unclear. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The government has launched an emergency review of crude oil supply conditions as tensions in the Middle East escalate following Iran's reclosure of the Strait of Hormuz and renewed U.S. strikes on Iran. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Resources said on Monday that it held a meeting to assess crude oil supplies and tanker traffic in the region, discussing possible response measures. The ministry said domestic refiners have secured crude oil imports for July and August and more than double last year's levels, adding that the current situation is unlikely to significantly affect short-term supply. However, the government said it would maintain close communication with the industry, monitor developments in the Middle East and supply conditions, and explore alternative supply sources if tensions persist. International oil prices have resumed an upward trend, with Dubai crude, a major import grade for South Korean refiner, rising above $70 a barrel amid growing geopolitical uncertainty. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged nearly 9% on Monday, falling below 7,000 points for the first time in more than 2 months. The KOSPI dipped 669.01 points, or 8.95%, to close at 6,806.93. Market insiders blame the drop on escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran over the Strait of Hormuz and the subsequent surge in global oil prices. The sharp decline was led by semiconductor giants Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 38.07 points, or 4.55%, to close at 799.36. President Lee Jae-myung said that the government would allocate the unprecedented surge in tax revenue expected from the semiconductor boom to strategic investment funds for the future. During a fiscal strategy meeting at Cheongwadae on Monday, Lee outlined three priorities for next year's budget, stating that it should support the construction of an irreplaceable Korea that the world cannot do without. His first proposal, the Future Response Fund, will invest in support for young adults, regional development, education, and future industries. Secondly, he said the government would turn 3 mega projects into new growth opportunities by ensuring that investments in semiconductors, physical AI, and AI data centers proceed according to companies' timelines. Thirdly, he said he aimed to build a nation in which no one is left behind through growth for all and pledged that the government would do its utmost to ensure that all citizens benefit from advances in AI. The government has recommended that public sector construction pause when heat waves pose a significant danger. The Ministry of Finance and Economy issued guidelines on Monday to state agencies and other public institutions for construction operations during extreme weather, which also call for work to halt during prolonged heavy rain. The guidelines stipulate that the suspension period be treated as force majeure and that contractors should be compensated for additional costs through deadline extensions and price adjustments. If construction is delayed, whether formally suspended or hindered by heat waves or heavy rain, the contractor should be charged late completion fees. Additionally, the guidelines advise public agencies to enforce strict adherence to established safety protocols and rules, such as the occupational safety and health standards, to hold contractors accountable and protect workers. A man accused of murdering a high school student in Gwangju has admitted in court that he intended to sexually assault the victim. The lawyers for the accused, 23-year-old Chang Yun-yi, said on the second day of the hearing that their client had admitted to murdering the student while attempting to rape her. When the court asked Chang whether he agreed, the defendant replied yes. Since his arrest on May 5th, Chang has claimed that the fatal stabbing of the 16-year-old on a walkway in Gwangju's Wolgi area was accidental. Among key evidence is dashcam footage from a truck parked near the crime scene, which prosecutors say shows that Chang had left his vehicle's rear door open in preparation for an abduction. Samsung Electronics is moving to accelerate the launch of its first semiconductor fabrication plant at the Yongin Semiconductor Cluster, aiming to begin operations in 2029, 1 to 2 years earlier than previously expected. Industry sources said Sunday that Samsung plans to have the first of 6 fabs at the Yongin cluster operational by 2029, advancing the earlier timeline of 2030 or 2031. The revised schedule aligns with the government's push to fast-track development of the Yongin industrial complex. The updated timeline was reportedly discussed during a public-private review meeting on major national projects chaired by President Lee Jae-myung last Monday. To meet the new target, industry officials say site preparation must begin in the second half of this year, with construction of the first fab starting in 2027. South Korean golfers delivered back-to-back victories on both the men's and women's tours. Tom Kim, whose Korean name is Kim Joo-hyung, captured his first PGA Tour title after a 33-month drought by winning the Genesis Scottish Open on Sunday. Kim recorded 6 birdies without a bogey in the final round to finish at 17 under par 263 at the Renaissance Club in North Berwick, Scotland, beating Korean-Australian golfer Lee Min-woo by 2 strokes. On the PGA Tour, Yoo Hae-ran grabbed her second straight LPGA major title in France on Sunday. Yoo defeated Brooke Henderson of Canada in a playoff to win the Evian Championship, the 4th major of the season, for her second consecutive major title following last month's KMPG Women's PGA Championship, making her the 3rd South Korean player after Park In-bi and Ko Jin-young to achieve the feat. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.